Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. A big pot bust in Fortuna. Police there served search warrants at two locations on Wednesday, confiscated nearly 5,000 growing marijuana plants, and arrested two Fortuna men in connection with the growing operation. Officers searched a residence on High Street in Fortuna and found the residence had been completely converted into a grow house and confiscated 2,800 plants. At the second location on 9th Street, Fortuna officers found another commercial growing operation and pulled out 2,100 plants. Officers arrested 54-year-old Charles Eddie Horn and 54-year-old Owen Donald Anderson, and both men were booked for cultivation, possession, and possession for sale. A grisly find in Freshwater Lagoon. With the story, here's Dan Squire.
The California Highway Patrol responded to a call from two fishermen who reported that they had found a submerged vehicle in Freshwater Lagoon east of Highway 101 near Oreck on Wednesday morning. The CHP recovered a 2004 Mitsubishi SUV and discovered the body of the deceased driver still inside. The vehicle was submerged about 40 feet from the shoreline, and a recent drop in water level had revealed the vehicle. The CHP said it appears the vehicle may have been involved in a traffic collision and that the car was traveling southbound, veered to the east, crossed the northbound lanes, and ended up in the lagoon. It's suspected that the car has been in the water for more than a year. An autopsy has been scheduled to determine a cause of death.
18-year-old Fortuna resident Everett Thomas Gross walked into the sheriff's office on Wednesday after learning that he was wanted for questioning and a burglary at Trim Scene Solutions in Redway on June 11th. Gross ended up in jail after deputies arrested him and he was booked for burglary. The general manager of the Trim Scene Solutions reported the burglary after discovering that some $3,000 worth of merchandise had been stolen. Gross was identified as a possible suspect, and detectives continue to follow other leads in that investigation. St. Joseph Hospital kicks off its most successful fundraiser today with the foundation dinner and auction. It's the 10th annual event, and it's coupled with the charity golf tournament as well. Only this year, the Golf Classic will be held on the 27th at Baywood Golf and Country Club. The event has raised more than $600,000 over the past 10 years, money that's been used for new facilities, equipment, and technology. Last year's Foundation Dinner and Golf Classic raised more than $125,000, and according to the Foundation President Paul McGinty, the spirit of philanthropy in Humboldt is what keeps community hospitals going strong. A 67-year-old Kelseyville resident Larry Burris suffered a broken ankle after he collided with a deer while riding on Highway 36 on Wednesday morning. Burris was headed eastbound when the deer bounded into the pathway of his motorcycle and he had no time to take evasive action. The CHP reports he was not speeding and that he was wearing the proper protective headgear and that DUI is not considered a cause in that crash. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The U.S. Forest Service implemented fire restrictions for the summer months on Monday as preparations for hot, dry fire season are underway. Visitors to national forests can now obtain California fire permits online for free. You can get a fire permit by visiting the Six Rivers National Forest website, and you must have a fire permit before you can have a campfire. Use a charcoal barbecue or portable gas stove. And in addition to fire safety, officials also want local residents to be aware that smoke from wildfires could cause health issues as the summer advances. The Air Quality District wants residents to be aware of air quality alerts that can be found online and throughout public service announcements. If you plan on visiting an area with wildfire activity, you are encouraged to check air quality before you head out. And people who are susceptible to poor and smoky air are urged to use caution this summer when recreating outdoors. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.